Joining me this afternoon are members of a Dallas-Fort Worth rock outfit whose debut record released in 2012. These guys pull influences from American alternative and British indie sounds, and the result is the band's high-energy, guitar-driven sound. Now they're back with a new release called Reprieve, which was inspired by the singer's brush with a harrowing medical scare. We're going to talk about that here this afternoon. Joining me from Dallas are members of Always the Alibi. I've got Henry, Nick, and Rich on the line with me, joining me from Dallas. Guys, I hope you can hear me, and I hope you're doing great.
Doing well, man. How are you doing?
Fantastic. Hey, I really appreciate you joining me, and we've, through the miracle of technology, we've got all three of you joining us on your cell phone, so we're gonna hope for, the best quality cell phone calls that we can get. I know that quality and cell phone calls don't always go together, but I'm glad that we were able to make this happen, and next time we do this, we'll try to do it in person, but really do appreciate it. So I'll tell you what,
yeah, thank you.
I know that it's sometimes confusing for listeners when we're talking with multiple members of a band to figure out whose voice goes with what name. So why don't each of you just kind of real quick, so that folks can associate, the voice with the names here, just introduce yourselves and tell us what you do with the band, and we can start out with you, Henry.
Okay. Well, my name is Henry Koch. I'm the lead singer, guitar player, and songwriter of Always the Alibi.
Glad to have you here. And how about you, Nick?
Hi, I'm Nick, and I play bass in Always the Alibi.
And I got to hear that last name, man, because you've got one like mine, and I'm still learning it here. So what's your last name, Nick?
It's DiBiasio.
DiBiasio, of course. Everybody knows that.
Yeah, it's pretty common.
Right, I know. I'm running into DiBiasios all the time. And last but not least, we had kind of a last-minute addition to the interview today. We got Rich on the line with us. Rich, what do you do with the band?
I'm Richard Minkler, aka Rich, and I play drums.
Very nice. The drummers are oftentimes overlooked on so many things, right? I mean, you're always background. Don't always get all the love that you deserve. So I'm glad that you were able to make it today as well. And really is a treat to talk to you guys. So since we don't have every single one of the group members with us, do you want to recognize I think there's just one other hardworking absent bandmate that's not with us. Who's missing today?
Well, his name is Matt Wilson, and he would have been here on the phone had he not realized the time difference. He's all the way out in Boston at Berklee College of Music.
Oh, wow.
And he was planning on joining us today, but as I had mentioned, he kind of messed up on the timing. So he's out there. We miss him and love him, but oh well.
Well, listen, I'd love to learn a little bit more about each of you, if I can, and let's start with the lead vocalist, Henry. Are you a Dallas native?
Man. I'm actually not a Dallas native. I was born and raised in California, made my way over here around the age of 16, and been here ever since.
You don't quite have the full Texas accent that we're used to, so I guess I can hear a little bit of that that West Coast
in
your voice.
I'm starting to develop a drawl, apparently. My friends back out west, every time I see them, it's like I sound a little bit more Texan,
yeah,
if you will.
Well, that's only natural. And have you been in some other bands prior to Always the Alibi?
Nothing too serious. I've kind of made the transition from playing bass. I guess while I was at UNT up in Denton, I decided to, explore other paths, and that led me to being a lead singer and guitar player, and I've been doing it pretty much this way ever since.
Very nice. Cool. Yeah. Well, also, as we heard, we've got Nick, who's the bassist with us. What about you? Are you from the Big D originally?
I'm actually from Washington, D.C.
Man, so we got a bunch of transplants in the group here. You guys got here as quick as you could.
Yeah, pretty much.
So from Washington, D.C. originally, when did you get to Texas?
Probably about a year and a half ago.
Oh, wow. So you were really just kind of enamored with all the barbecue and cowboy hats and everything we got here.
Absolutely, and I love it so far. It's great.
Awesome, man. Well, we're happy to have you. We welcome everybody with open arms here in Texas, and everybody tends to get here as quick as they can, as the bad joke goes. So we're glad to have you here. And last but not least, the drummer, Rich, are you from Texas originally? I'm going to assume no.
Another transplant. I'm from all over. I grew up mainly in North Carolina. So, for me, when I think of home, it's I always go back to North Carolina. But I've been living here in Dallas. I live up in Denton, been living here, since 2005. So,
Nice.
Been loving it here, man.
Was music kind of the resounding thing that that brought each of you to Texas, or was it school? Or I know this is hard to ask all three of you the same question. Right.
Yeah,
work.
Just, you know, definitely. I don't think it was music, just kind of a life transition for me, at least.
Okay. Well, hey, yeah, I'm always interested to hear, you know, what brought you to Texas. But like I said, the point is you're here now, and that's what's important. So.
Yeah. Well, I never look back.
We're talking with members of Always the Alibi on 88.9 KETR's Notably Texan. And the band's first album release, which I believe was We Are Waiting, was back in 2012. And that kind of gained a nice local following in the DFW area.
That's pretty much how it went down, yeah. I mean, we released that CD, I want to say, in December of 2012. So it was towards the end of the year, but... you know, since then, yeah, we've been able to assemble a nice following, if you will, and it's been writing and playing ever since. It's been great.
I mentioned in the introduction that in the years that followed, the band ended up kind of taking some unexpected time off and restructured a bit from what I could tell. And
you can say that.
And this was basically all kind of spawned with you, Henry, kind of dealing with a serious health issue. And this is something that you've been pretty open about. So I hope that I'm not getting too personal or anything to ask you to sort of talk about it, because I think it's an inspiring story that's worth hearing for folks. So what was it that you had to deal with?
I'll go into it a little bit more, but a long story short for now, I was diagnosed with a brain tumor, which, you know, when first told that, you know, the first thing that you think of is, oh my gosh, I'm going to die.
Sure.
So that was pretty terrifying. It was really strange, because the night before, Rich and I actually, with the previous members of the band, we did a live recording session up, kind of, I think, by where he lives. And I was complaining I was having some vision issues, and I was having trouble seeing the fretboard, the guitar.
Wow.
The headaches weren't so bad, but it was really just the double vision. So I went to get my eyes checked out, and I believe the optometrist who I met with strongly recommended I go to the hospital and get an MRI to see what's going on. And I was just like, okay.
Sure.
It doesn't sound too good. And the next thing I know, I was admitted to the hospital, had a brain tumor, had brain surgery, had 6 weeks of radiation, and I've been clear ever since. But you know, every time I go back there to get checked up, it's just a little uneasy. You know, some of the familiarities, like the smell, people that they are there, it's all kind of like, you know, makes you a little, I don't know. It's overwhelming, but at the same time, it's good to know, you know, that everything's clear, a happy ending, if you will.
Absolutely, man. Well, you know, I'm glad that you were open about this, because, you know, a lot of people that run into health issues are kind of, you know, embarrassed by the whole deal. But this is something that obviously was a life-changing event for you. And it's sort of featured, on the cover of your new Reprieve EP, which contains this image of something called a radiation mask, which I honestly didn't even know such a thing existed.
Yeah.
Basically,
the album cover is a picture of my actual radiation mask. Basically, this radiation mask was used to keep my head in place while they were administering the radiation, basically just to make sure that I didn't move my head, and then it ended up zapping something that, you know, wasn't a tumor.
Right.
So that was definitely, you know, hits home pretty hard for me. It's definitely a personal album, definitely a personal album cover.
Well, it's just fascinating, and honestly, it makes such a cool album cover too. Even if this weren't related to a health scare, I think you could have used that for the album cover anyway, because it's just a really cool looking thing. It's kind of a piece of art, if you will. Not to make light of what you went through.
I mean, what else are you supposed to do with it now? Well, I mean, it's over. It's a memory, you know. But we survived. So
absolutely. Absolutely. And so and we're so glad that you are back to making music, in fact. And the title, of course, is kind of a, you know, reference to this time that you lost due to this unexpected illness.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And it's called Reprieve. It's an EP that's out now by my guests, Always the Alibi. Now, I've been playing some cuts from this on the show, but for anybody that hasn't caught one of your songs yet, let's spin a tune right now. Let's listen to this cut called After All I've Done. And any of you are welcome to chime in on this. And I know that it's annoying sometimes when us DJs ask you to tell me something about the song. So I'm not asking you to give away any of the secrets or anything. You know, even if it's some story about the production on this, or how you changed some instrumentation, or anything that you'd like to share, any insights on After All I've Done.
Okay, well, I will go ahead and give you my 2 cents.
Sure.
So I do have to say, if I'm laying all the cards out on the table here, some of my songs actually, you know, mean something. They came from an experience But half the time, my life really isn't that entertaining. So I come up with ideas based on just thoughts that pop into my head. So that being said, after all I've done, it's basically a concept song about living in regret, you know, making a mistake, possibly, you know, with another, you know, woman, about cheating, I guess, infidelity. It's kind of like just, yeah, just that kind of, that the pain, the sadness, the, you know, and just wishing that the things that you had done hadn't been done. I always say that my influences are like the Beatles and Muse and any kind of classic rock, but I mean, it's kind of hard to hear any resemblance of any of that stuff in this song or really any of the songs.
I would say, like, especially with Henry's songwriting, I think all of us, like, generally any music that we've all listened to or all like or all bands, like, that always influences you in some way.
Henry, I noticed that you are a multi-instrumentalist. In fact, on the back of this album, Reprieve, looks like you're credited with playing most of the sounds on the EP recording. So I just wanted to clarify, did you do a lot of this on some multi-tracking in the studio and then put together the current lineup following that recording, or how exactly did that work?
So that's basically how our first album, We Are Waiting, came about. It's basically a single effort by me back in, I don't know, actually I think I recorded the actual songs to that back in 07, 08, 09 maybe. Didn't release it until late 2012. And in the meantime, you know, just like, well, hey, I have all this music. What am I going to do with it? I can't just, you know, perform on myself. So,
yeah.
You know, recruited a couple guys, you know, eventually ended up with the lineup I have now. But there's been a few lineup changes since 2012 or whenever we first started playing. I believe that was actually, when was that, Rich, 2011 maybe?
Yeah, I think we started playing out in 2012.
Yeah, and at the end of the year we had that CD release show with We Were Waiting, which went over very well, I think.
If I'm not mistaken, Rich was in the original bands. Are you one of the last holdovers, or do I have that right?
Yeah, that's right. The original drummer, found him on Craigslist.
Nice.
Get rid of me. Yeah.
Well, that's always cool, and that's interesting to hear, because I've talked to so many groups where for whatever reason, the percussionist or the drummer tends to be the flakiest one in the band. That's the one that usually gets replaced, so congrats for hanging in there.
Rich is committed. We like him for that reason.
That's awesome.
But to answer your question, I did, I think, pretty much everything. I'll let Rich handle the percussive instruments. Yeah, he and I went in there and did it all ourselves. It was fun.
Awesome.
Two weekends. We did it over 2 weekends. So
yeah.
Very nice. So, of course, when you catch the band live, it's not going to be you in a one-man band setup or anything. You've got the full group, most of which we're talking with right now.
Run over to the guitar, hit a snare drum.
Right.
Back to the microphone, going circles the whole time.
I would line up to see that, but that's not going to happen, just so nobody's expecting that. Alibi, members of the band are my guests on Notably Texan right now, and I wanted to ask about the band name, Always the Alibi. That was, I think, inspired by the words of a French philosopher, wasn't it?
It certainly was. Albert Camus, the welfare of humanity is always the alibi of tyrants.
That's a really, really cool quote, and that's something that I thought interesting, because you obviously decided on this several years ago, well before our current political climate, so it really has turned out to be sort of apropos.
Yeah. Well, first of all, Rich and I have a history of having trouble coming up with band names. There's former lead guitar player who's the guy who came up with that. It was just a war back and forth. No, I don't like it. Yes, I like that, but I don't like this. Blah, 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 blah. Eventually, we settled on that, and it's just it's made for a good acronym ever since.
Yeah.
ATA.
It really is, and you've got a really cool logo that you designed that's right. Kind of brilliantly done, and it really does. It kind of works out really, really cool, and I would like to pretend that I just know all these quotes by French philosophers, but I did have to go and look into that. Just before you think I'm that cultured, I did have to do some research, so...
Well, we appreciate your research.
Well, thank you. I appreciate having you here. I thought this was really cool. I understand that you had one of your the band's songs, Always the Alibis songs, featured last year on something called NASA Radio. What is NASA Radio?
Oh, yeah. So believe it or not, NASA has their own radio station. It's an online radio station. And so my girlfriend's father actually works in radio, and I was able to pull some strings. He was able to pull some strings,
okay.
And we got on their official radio station. Totally out of this world, I know.
Nice. And so this is something that obviously anybody can listen to, but it's something that they put together to actually like stream to the International Space Station, or is that the intent?
Yeah, apparently the astronauts are complaining about being bored, and they just had to get them something to listen to,
okay,
while they're up there on the play, on the space, on the PlayStation. Yeah, the space station. They got PlayStation. I believe.
Maybe they got a PlayStation up there. Who knows?
I couldn't live without mine.
Well, fair enough.
Yeah.
So the band is taking songs from the EP Reprieve out live, and you've got an upcoming show at the Hard Rock Cafe. I think that's this weekend on Saturday.
Yes, sir. We're playing Between the Stars and the Mavericks game downtown at the Hard Rock in Dallas. It's going to be a great time. We're going to be there from 3:30 to 7:30, so it'll be a very long but very fun show, I hope.
Nice. That's a cool place. Anytime you get to do something at the Hard Rock, that's pretty awesome. And you guys,
yeah, we've done it before, and we had a killer time. This time we get to have, you know, like I said, 4 hours. So I mean, I think last time we only had maybe an hour, hour and a half. So I'm excited about really getting to dig into our bag of songs.
Very nice, very nice. So that's on Saturday, and folks can find out more about the band and the gigs. You've got I know you've got a website, so tell folks what your site is.
It's www.alwaysthealibi.com. You can check us out, and all our information's there, what we're playing's on there, and of course all of our music, so you can check us out and give us a listen.
And you've got a music video for that tune we played, After All I've Done, so lots to check out on the site. I wanted to just open the floor for any comments that you might have about listener-supported public radio, because we are a public radio station. We rely on listeners supporting us directly, so do you guys have any positive comments, hopefully, about public radio and what we do here?
Yeah, keep listening. I mean, it's the only way we're going to hear it is if people, you know, the ones who were...
Yeah, absolutely. It just gives artists like us a chance to be heard, and I definitely listen to NPR. Like, I listen to Notably Texan during lunch, and it's definitely a great way to find new artists, and we definitely appreciate being on this show.
Yeah, absolutely.
I really do wish you all the best. It has been a lot of fun talking to you, and you guys are great interview subjects, I have to tell you. You know, not every artist that we talk to always has, you know, things to say to my questions. So you have all been great to have here on the line. And next time we talk, let's do it in person, all right? Maybe we can get you guys out here in the studio.
Yeah, sure. That'd be awesome. That'd be fantastic.
If you like what you've heard on these cuts, check them out. They are Always the Alibi, and my guests have been Henry and Nick and Rich. Guys, I sincerely appreciate it, and enjoy the rest of your afternoon.
You as well, man. Thank you.
Thank you.